Hey, hello, my lovely friends. I thought it was a good thing to have a little chat with you because it was quite some silence from the past period. On the things, let me begin to bring you up to speed about how it's happening here in life. As you might know, there are some issues with the local mayor of Eindhoven, and so a city council member asked questions about it. And in a nutshell, the city said sorry. Think about this for a moment. What's the last time that a government body said to you sorry that they were wrong? Doesn't mean, of course, that I would not take revenge of them. Don't get me wrong, nothing's changed, but at least they make some movements. And the reason said that they make some movements, the movements that they really need to make, they are not doing. So that's really sad and shocking, in my opinion. Having that said, then if I look at what's happening over here in town, then I thought it's interesting for you to know that the bad neighbor that caused all those things moved out. The bank basically kicked him out. And the couple that came in also moved out. They split up for their own reasons. And you're in the background, you can hear the dog of the new neighbors. I think that he is calling to join the barbecue. Would be fun, by the way. With white cheese and nuts. Yummy. So, on that side, I'm going to comment a lot more about local politics. One of the reasons is that I'm considering and now plan making the preparing the plans to basically join local city council elections. And that's basically because if I look at the problems in this socialistic hellhole, then they are so huge, and you have so many civil servants that keep lying, keep scamming everyone, and keep increasing the taxes that you have to pay, that it might be a good thing to simply move out, get them out of their positions. And to have some fresh wind going to town hall. Will I go for city council? I don't know. One of the big things that I keep thinking about on that side is something that's called safety. If I look at the newsletter that you might get, if not, simply visit hofproffer.com, sign up, you get 7 times a week a free email newsletter with interesting articles and all those interesting things, at least what I consider interesting, with the idea making money and investing your profits. So, on a frequent basis, I get invitations for guest chambers, cancer races, and those things. I think it's normal. If you are openly Jewish in Western Europe, then this is normal. Having that said, what we need to address on this side also is that when my old neighbor that started all those terrible things, and he was at a party, and one of his co-workers is living here on the street. She is teacher, and so pretty soon she will start complaining again that she can't handle work and she gets a burnout. Well, that's life. That she should do an honorable job instead of lying to kids. Well, and he was there, and someone in the street, I don't know who, simply suggested that if you want to come back, to throw some bricks through the window at those Jews. I don't know, of course, if there are more Jewish families living here. I don't think so. After all, we have a German family. That's already shocking enough. So that's a bit normal. That's Eindhoven nowadays, in 2019, heading towards 2020. So there are things that you need to think about, and then going for city council is not really the best thing to do for your safety. But on the other side, just announcing it will freak everyone in town all out. I'm pretty sure that all the high-level civil servants in the city are going to watch this video and think about this, how to convince me not to go. Unfortunately, that's what they have to do. I mean, they could also honor people and simply take on less pay. So that's a bit up to the what I'm now at. You will get this all on a daily basis. And tomorrow we're gonna have a chat about what's happening with President Trump and the impeachment, which I think is gonna be fun. And I have an exclusive interview with Joel. He returns to chat. And with the chat, we're gonna talk what's needed to save the planet from President Trump.